Sitka Superior Court Judge David George scheduled a trial for Kukesh and his three co-defendants beginning on April 5th, almost 2 weeks before the official conclusion of the coming Alaska legislative session. For Kukesh, the main issue was not about his immunity during the session, but about the typically tight schedule as lawmakers try to wrap up their work in Juneau.
You probably know this already. The last 2 weeks of the session, we're not even excused from the floor.
Right.
They don't give us any travel time at all, so that's normally what happens. I think that I probably could speak for myself here, but I wouldn't mind moving it 2 weeks to get to a point where we're not in legislative session. But I'm not gonna put anybody at a burden too. I'll make myself available.
The Alaska Constitution protects legislators from some forms of prosecution during the session. Juneau District Attorney Doug Gardner said that the state recognized that there was a conflict between the need for the senator to fulfill his responsibilities and his right to a speedy trial.
The state's certainly not trying to look for a trial date that conflicts with the session or with Senator Kukesh's official business. We respect that.
The trial was originally scheduled to begin earlier this month, but was postponed after the defendant's attorney, Tony Strong, filed a motion for dismissal and requested an injunction against the state from further attempts to enforce subsistence regulations on the federal lands surrounding Angoon. DA Doug Gardner suggested that asking for and responding to those motions was time-consuming and told the judge that the jurisdictional question is not the typical issue that's litigated in criminal cases in state court. The use of the word criminal caught the attention of Senator Kukesh.
Does that change your status?
It's still a violation.
Because it's a criminal trial?
It's a violation.
Well, I just was uncomfortable because he called it a criminal trial.
Judge George assured the senator that he and his three co-defendants were facing a simple violation and not criminal charges. If the April trial date were moved, George wondered how the defendants felt about July. Senator Kukesh said that date wouldn't work because we'll be out fishing again. The judge ordered another hearing on March 19th to firm up a trial date acceptable to all parties. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.